Hi, everyone. Welcome. I just wanted to create a sacred moment to bless all of us with the spirit of the blessing, the beauty of Christ, His love for us, and the beauty of our beautiful planet. This is a special time of year when we are in harmony between the poles of our Earth, and if we allow it to infiltrate our own being, we can find ourselves more in harmony with life around us. Let us just relax into the beauty of that invocation, and our blessing givers will have a very fond remembrance of it, because it was to that they first learned to convey the blessing. I think for me, every time I convey the blessing is the first time. It is one of the few things in life I've ever experienced which is never cloned. It's never a remembrance of a remembrance of a remembrance of when I did it sometime before. I am always taken to the threshold of innocence and vulnerability, standing before Christ to offer His love and the energy of the Holy Spirit to the world, to a very needy, hungry world, and with all of its wondrous potential. We never know when we just give one gift of love, one word of encouragement, how it may be a complete game changer for someone else. And that's all most of us need. Most of us just have no idea how much potential is inside, and as we go through life, encountering the various challenges, what our constant prayer is, oh God, can I just have some relief from this? I just like to have a moment where I can be in my state of balance, a little bit of relief, have a good night's sleep, sit on the porch, watch the birds, or whatever it would be for you. And then we are so content when we get those moments. We associate that with our full potential. Oh, we've attained this moment of peace and equilibrium, which is exactly what our planet is achieving right now. But she would not go on to create the fruits and the blessings of springtime and summer if she didn't continue her movement on the axis and her daily revolutions. We must stay in motion, but we want the motion to be that which releases the most positive potential in our being. And sometimes it could be something as simple as finding a new favorite fruit or food that just perks up our life, or a new favorite thing to do, or just insert into our day. A new favorite poem, or thought of inspiration. A new best friend. Or speaking with someone we haven't spoken to for years, and realizing that after all of these years, it's still just as good as it ever was. And if we had a bad break, there are no hard feelings, and it's just so revitalizing. These little things are game changers. And it doesn't matter how small it is. A game changer moves us forward into our positive potential. For many people, when Yeshua walked on the earth, all they needed to do was see him, have an exchange of eye contact, or touch his garment, or sit by the well with him, and he would speak one encouraging word. Their whole life became miraculously better. You see, the potential, and here's the secret, the potential is already in you. The activator and the supply is already around you. The challenge is making a contact with it. Well, first of all, acknowledging that the potential exists inside of us. And we may have blocked that potential for any of dozens of reasons. One, a sense of inadequacy or self-doubt. Another is just lack of acquiring ability. Another is lack of encouragement by others. Another is not realizing there's actually a demand for what we have to offer. Can you imagine someone actually made a fortune on pet rocks? That person just discovered that people love to have something they can adore and care for that is a minimum of trouble. Who would have thought? You have no idea the potential that's locked up inside you, and it's silly to compare it to a pet rock, but I wanted to use that because it's silly. Compared to what's inside you, oh, there's no measure of what the performance could be. No estimation of what you could discover. You just need to make a connection. Perhaps connecting with an idea, the realization of what people want, connection with the right person, reconnection with yourself and your confidence, and then having this sense of life energy that flows through you and lifts you to a higher plane on which the potential inside can be activated and realized. That's what the Christ blessing offers. It's no less than what Yeshua offered 2,000 years ago when he gave the woman by the well some water, and he said, here's some water. But I will give you some water that will never leave you thirsty. And she said, oh, Master, and what is that? And then he proceeded with a few words of encouragement and truth, walked away, and her life was changed. His blessings have always done that for us because he is the most direct conduit we have from God into the veritable template of humanity. If you really believe, as I do, that we were created in the image of God, not necessarily physical, but certainly as love, spiritual, and in terms of potential for stewarding creation, and building a bridge between heaven and earth. I certainly, absolutely do believe that. I have seen it happen, and it can happen in you. He is the most perfect example of that distribution of potential. When we connect with him, we have that potential activated within us. And then, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, we are revitalized and brought into a new state of life and living. As we connect to the earth, we are grounded into this amazing storehouse of physical potential upon which we rest, from which we were born. And all is made whole. This is what I so love bringing to you. And for you, you will receive it according to your own inner readiness, your own inner potential. And it will become whatever it can be in the following days and weeks ahead. Sometimes waiting for the right activation point in life. I learned an interesting thing when I owned a vineyard. We had three vacant acres that we needed for putting the trimmings of the vine on and for other farming usage related to the vineyard. And we would have to keep it mowed and cleared out and made useful and presentable. And it was interesting to me that every year there would be a new mixture of weeds and grasses that would come up that I had not seen the year before. You know, we're used to thinking that if we've planted Bermuda grass in our lawn and it goes dormant during the winter, in spring we'll get Bermuda grass again, or St. Augustine, or a carpet grass, or whatever we have, we'll have the same genre. If we plant bluebonnets in our field, after they've bloomed and gone dormant and seeded, we'll get bluebonnets back the next spring. But what we were finding in this pasture was different weeds and grasses every year. And I asked the agricultural agent why this was happening. And he said, Glenda, there are literally hundreds of weeds and grasses that have deposited seeds in the soil. And which ones come forth every year is entirely dependent upon the right configuration of weather, water, temperature, and other factors related to cultivation. And I just thought that was amazing. And he said, and there's another thing you're not going to want to hear, but insect seeds, insect eggs, not seeds, eggs, including mosquitoes, can last for up to 10 years in the soil, waiting for the right activation. And so, of course, I was just thinking, oh, holy cow, what next? And he said, well, you could chemically treat the soil. And I thought to myself, no way. We are not putting any heavy chemicals next to our grapes. And I don't think I would want to do that anyway. But I began to understand why organized agribusinesses do that. I don't approve of it. I think there are better ways. But On a scale of economics, that's why they do it. It's almost impossible to predict what will come forth from the soil any given year. Now, the same is true in you. What could have come forth for you in your teens is not likely to be available right now. But what's available for you right now probably would not have been available to you when you were 18 or 16 or 23, and of course I'm assuming that we're over that age, there may be some kids on the line. And kids, if you can't do something now, just wait a year or two. The right activation of encouragement, possibility, demand, and opportunity will cultivate in you abilities or possibilities that don't exist right now. So the blessings we receive from Christ do not go away. They accumulate. They accumulate in your body, all the cells of your body, in your DNA, your heart, your soul, your being. This is why after the blessing, I'd like you to rest and receive. And don't try to figure it out, because you don't yet know what has been given or what may come of it. This will be discovered in the days, months, or even years ahead. It has all already been given, but it needs to be activated by the right set of circumstances. Yeshua talked about this several times in his parables centuries ago, 2,000 years ago. Well, maybe a little less than 2,000 years ago, but approximately. You know what I'm getting at. He talked about how seeds have to land on the right soil. But I'm telling you something else, is that the wrong soil can actually become the right soil over time. The wrong soil, which is just rocky and depleted, could actually become covered over time with topsoil and fertilizing agents and rain. This is one of the amazing things that I experienced in the desert. You could see when I lived in Sedona, I was there almost 16 years, and I observed different aspects of the desert. All it needed was a little change of circumstance, and you would see coming out of that soil production that you had no idea was possible. And, of course, birds, which carry seeds, they chomp on the seeds and do not fully digest most of them. So the seeds may get deposited miles and miles and miles from where they were ingested. Let's just say a seed from a blue spruce could have been picked up in Flagstaff, which is up in the mountains where blue spruce grows. And it could be deposited through bird droppings in Sedona. Now, it's not likely to germinate for the most part in Sedona, but I brought in some topsoil for some flower beds, trying to garden in a, well, that was a desperate attempt, but anyway, I tried to garden. But I noticed one day we had some little blue spruce coming up, and I wondered, where in holy cow did blue spruce come from? Well, it occurred to me the seeds had been there all along, but until the right soil was present, they didn't germinate. And I nurtured them and let them grow and watered them, and they actually did pretty well. I don't know if they'll survive without extra nourishment, but who knows? Maybe they're still there making a go of it. And that's what we can say of ourselves. Whatever you might have learned in college, you get out and you say, why in the world did I do this? I have no use for this. You'd be surprised how you may use it 10 years later. Something you learned in your childhood may come back to you when it applies later on in your life. You may marry just the right person, and you compare notes to your early life, and all of a sudden, together, you're able to generate something that supplies a great demand for other people. Or if it was a trying and troublesome experience, it may help you develop compassion later on in life that is of great benefit to other people. All of our experiences can be turned into the wealth of our life if we just apply to them a little bit of love, a lot of acceptance, a great deal of faith and courage, and a spirit of wonderment that everything that is in our life is part of our potential wealth. And that's what we look for in this blessing, is to activate that wealth. Now, I hope that if you have Christ sent, you will wear it during the blessing. It helps to bring you subconsciously as well as consciously more into the presence of the Christ Spirit and the presence of Yeshua. This is what I experienced during the blessing. I usually light a candle, and I have some wonderful new diffusers that I want to tell you about. Well, actually, I don't have time to tell you about now, so I'll send you a link. They're basically what they are is they're little tea light candle holders that are squatty, but they have a wide rim on them, just wide enough to put a little essential oil. You light the candle, and because it's the flame is away from the oil, you never burn the oil, but it adds light and energy and vitality to the essential oil. And I'm doing that with Christ-Scent now every day between me and the monitor of my computer, and it's just fantastic. So you can find that in the diffuser section of our essential oil offerings. And they're just, they're the best ever and so cheap. I mean, it's like $3 each, including the candle, or cheaper than that in quantity. I would highly recommend that, because it touches us on deeper levels. I see that we've got somebody with a question. It's from area code 281, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's me, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I don't have a question, but I just want to express such joy and gratitude for several things. One, it's been a year now since I was at the last Blessing Conference, the Blessing Seminar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just so grateful that I was able to go there and that I've been a blessing giver this past year. It's just a wonderful thing that makes me feel just full of thanks.
Oh, thanks for expressing that, Kathy. And, you know, to the rest of you, anybody who is interested in attending a Blessing Conference, we don't know when the next one will be, but we will have one sometime this year. It will be in Corpus Christi. It will be on the Gulf Coast. We will be able to offer blessings into the Gulf of Mexico. And it's a wonderful hotel that's just lovely with great fresh food and fruit and fish, and it's very, very affordable. So if you're interested in coming to a Blessing Conference, send me a note and say, I'm interested in the subject line, and give me your best dates when you would be available to come. I'm just collecting information right now. That's all we can do at this point. Send it to questions@lovewithoutend.com. I'd like to know the amount of interest we actually have and possibilities on that, because it's an amazing life-transforming experience. And let me tell you, talk about a game-changer. Would you say that's true, Kathy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was the second part of what I wanted to share with everyone today. And that is that all the little miracles that have been happening in my life,
yeah,
that people might think don't account for much, but even being able to go there, I didn't know how I would have the energy, how I would have the money, how I would have the time. And I had wanted to go since the very first one, but it wasn't time yet until the one last year. And suddenly someone came out of the woodwork, I'm going to watch your kids for you. Someone else says, I'm going to watch your dog for you. Another friend said, I'll drive you down there. I want to go too and drive you back. And I mean, these were all miracles.
Yes, they were. And, you know, Kathy, that just strengthens another important thing we need to talk about, and that is when you really put forth your intention about anything, if it's something good and positive for your life, that intention becomes an activator for all this potential I've been talking about.
Right.
The potential within you, the potential around you. We're living in a huge support system that is mostly unactivated. What activates it are our intentions. Now, for some of us, prayer does the activation. For some of us, it's affirmation, provided you're not just saying the words, provided you're really, really holding that affirmation as a reality for your life. For some people, it's going into meditation and just literally absorbing that intention into your being. For others, it's acting upon the intention. There's so many, it could be telling another person and gaining agreement for your intention. It could be visualization. But once we have an intention, miracles start happening. And that's true for anything that is a good, beneficial, game changer in your life, which coming to a Blessing Conference certainly is. So just writing this letter to me, everybody, saying, I'd love to come when it's right, and here's what would work for me, that could be the start of your chain of intention. Would you agree, Kathy?
Oh, yes. The timing is up to God, though. I know that because I really, really wanted to go even the first time, and it wasn't till the fourth one I had to go on his time.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
We have to work on our connection with the potential and the resources God has already given us. But it will come forth. It will come forth if we activate it, and that's the key. The key is activation. And I want to thank you also, Kathy, for being a transcriber of the blessings. Everybody, we've got a wonderful product in the making, and I had no idea what I was activating when I started it. This is a real example of activation. I had this nice little thought that we would celebrate the 5 years of conveying Christ's blessing, which we'll celebrate in May, by transcribing our recorded blessings, which people have gained so much out of going back to listen to. And they're all recorded on our website, christblessing.org. You can go there, and it's over in the right-hand column where you can see a little tab for recorded blessings. The ones in the last year you can find in the main central information box, but the old ones are in the right column. But anyway, getting to the point, I thought, what if we transcribed those and we made a big book of blessings? Now, I just envisioned this as being the Christ version of Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, a sweet little inspirational coffee table book that people would flip to and find their blessing of the day, read something nice that would be like an affirmation that could hold you through the day. And I presented this to our blessing givers, and I was so blessed by about 16 people stepping up to the plate and saying, I'll do it. And out of that lot, there are three or four who are very seasoned, virtually professional transcribers who are just doing fabulous work. We're moving through it quickly, but what surprised me is that this is not going to be any sweet little coffee table inspirational book. The content that has come through in these blessing calls is like discovering the secrets of the universe that have been around me all my life, and I didn't know it. You see, when I'm inside this and conveying his words through me, I think I'm speaking these words. And then I go back and I read what they've transcribed, and I realize there is no way I could have said that, or at least not said that with that kind of power and that kind of coherence and consistency to really deliver the impact of that message. And it's not all that short. So I have no idea what will come from these transcriptions, but it's not going to be some little sweet chicken soup for the soul. It's going to be a life-changing book of messages and blessings from Yeshua. And I feel so blessed and so privileged just to be part of this. And it's so funny how it all started with what I thought was just a sweet little way to celebrate our 5 years together, receiving and offering these to the world, blessing givers coming together, amplifying the blessings to the world, and then expanding our community. Well, that would have been enough in itself. And this is what happens so much in our life. We could think we're going to take on a small project for anything, and then once we start doing that small project, we find how valuable it is to other people, and that small project then becomes a whole career. This is what all you have to do is begin. But the secret to beginning and activating the potential is you've got to first release all of the things that are negatively holding you back. The things you've said to yourself, like, I can't, this won't work, I'm not worth it, nobody will support me, nobody like me could ever do something like that. Most of the great successes in the world were created by people who could have said, nobody like me could have done that. My loving friends, my sisters and brothers, children of God, you were created in the image of God. You absolutely can do all the things that Christ said you could do and more. But you first have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the potential around you. You have to believe that you have something to offer. You have to believe that God loves you and will support you always in all ways. And with that, I would like to start our blessing for the day. Now, we're going to offer a thank you to Yeshua and an expression of our love for him. And then I'm going to ask the blessing givers to join me for 3 minutes of conveying the energy of the blessing. During that time, I would like each one of you to be in prayer. If not in prayer, at least in sacred meditation, where you move into the deepest, the purest place of your being in union with the Holy Spirit and receive this blessing. But I like for you to pray or meditate so that you can tailor it to you. God knows what you need, but you need to ask for it. You need to present to God your readiness to receive, your affirmation that here I am, O Lord, I am ready to receive and inhale to nourish myself and then apply all the blessings that you have for me. So today we're going to actually enjoy the Alleluia chorus during this time, and I'll let you let me know next time whether you liked it as a background or not. We never know until we try. I just had an inspiration that it would accelerate the energy. So let's see. Let's see how everybody likes it. If for any reason you don't, you can always mute your telephone. And you could even disconnect if you like from the phone call, because the energy is not coming through the phone call. It's coming directly to you from God through the blessing givers who are around the world joining in spirit for this. So let us begin. Be seated. Be quiet. Be in your heart and be ready to receive. Dear Yeshua, the one who loves us always unconditionally, who has come to ignite within us all that we are and can be, releasing from us the light that was meant to shine into the world, that we can be a beacon into humanity, for the light that was given to all of us, that we may truly become the children of God, messengers of light, anchoring heaven into earth. And we thank you that in this blessing, you are bringing directly to us from the palaces of heaven, the energy of God through the Holy Spirit, that we may receive activation for whatever is within us, ready to come to life, ready to be fulfilled. We thank you for being with those among us who are ill, who are lonely, who need a special touch of your love and your encouragement, your hope, and the faith that you can strengthen. We thank you for being with those who have just lost loved ones, that they may realize that in you no one is lost. In you, the bridge between heaven and earth is being built more strongly every day and shall continue to be through every blessing that is given, through every candle of loving light that is ever lit. We ask you now to be with us in blessing forever and ever. Amen. Blessing givers, Let us begin. Energy of the blessing has been conveyed. Now go and rest in silence, including internal thoughts. Total silence. Receive, be nourished, be blessed. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.